This ministry content is brought to you by the partners of Terry Savelle Foy Ministries.
List every single thing you can think of. Don't rely on your memory. If you make a list of all the things you have to do, no matter how small it is, you are going to feel more accomplished when you check those items off your list and you move on to the next task. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. Let me ask you, how often has the stress in your life been related to a messy environment, disorganized space, or just not having a plan? You know, your mood is affected by your surroundings. In fact, according to the Center for Disease Control, they said 80% of our medical expenses are stress-related. Well, one of the most life-changing, therapeutic, peace-producing things you can ever do is get organized in your space and in your life. So I'm going to show you 7 of the quickest ways you're going to save time and remove the stress in your life. And you're going to love your free download this week. It's my last time to offer my entire ebook, Declutter Your Way to Success. As my gift to you, you can get the whole ebook absolutely free by just clicking the link down below and start decluttering. And real quick, would you help me out by being one of my subscribers? If you haven't subscribed yet, might as well get the big pillow. Would you just push that red box that says subscribe? And if you'll do that, I'm telling you, that just gives me and my team so much encouragement. It just lets us know that you really do care about what we're putting out and that it's helping you. So I want to say thank you for doing that. Okay, so 90% of Americans say that disorganization at home or work has a negative impact on their lives. 65% say that clutter affects their state of mind. 53% say clutter reduces motivation. And 40% say it just leaves them feeling unhappy. So the truth is, it's peaceful when you know where things are. Now, if you could find everything you needed when you needed it, imagine how less complicated your life would be. In fact, scientific studies have linked clutter and disorganization to depression and anxiety. Can you believe this? Messy rooms, misplacing items, being late and missing appointments, those are all huge contributors to anxiety and stress from just being disorganized. Now get this, organizing experts have even reported once their clients decluttered their lives and got organized, they've lost weight, ended toxic relationships, left unhealthy jobs, and stopped bad habits. Isn't that amazing? So I'm gonna help you save time, reduce stress, and you're gonna lose weight today. So clearing your space clears up your mind. So let's get started. Number one, the first way is to automate your bills. Did you know that 23% of adults pay their bills late? 23%, and they pay late fees simply because they can't find them. So disorganization is a drain on your wallet. Well, the quickest and easiest way to organize your bills is to set up the automatic draft from your checking account to the bill collector. Everything from your electric bill, your gym membership, your savings plan, your phone bill. Number two is to lay out your clothes the night before. Okay, now this might sound tedious or like something you would tell your child before school, but here's why it's so important to plan ahead. Newsweek magazine discovered that we are wasting, on average, 55 minutes a day looking for things we own but can't find. Isn't this crazy? The average American woman spends 55.2 minutes a day looking for her shoes. Her shoes are on the top of the 5 things she can't find. So that's nearly an hour a day wasted, approximately 12 days a year. And the average woman spends 16 minutes a day trying to decide what to wear. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but that's 8 hours a month. Gone forever. 8 hours. So just choose your clothes, your shoes, even your jewelry before you go to bed and just lay it out. I just saved you 12 days this year. Okay, which leads me to number 3. Number 3 is to assign a place for everything. Have you lost your keys or maybe your cell phone again? Are you ready for this one? On average, we spend 6 minutes a day just looking for our car keys in the morning. Well, I read where the top items that men can't find are clean socks, the remote control, Got a giant remote here for you. The car keys and their driver's license. I think they got that list from my husband. The top items that women search for are shoes, a child's toy, wallet, lipstick, and again, the remote control. Nobody can find the remote. But see, when you designate specific spots for every item, you're going to know exactly where to look when you need it. You'll go directly to the key hook for your car keys, to the coat closet for your jacket, to the file cabinet for the insurance card, to the laundry room for the flashlight. You are going to have such a sense of peace when everything is in its place. Now, here's another funny statistic from IKEA. They reported that women with shoe racks are 7 times more likely to be on time for work than women without shoe racks. See, if your shoes always go in the closet on the rack, I know it's crazy. You won't be running all over the house searching for the shoes. So you must find a place for everything. And everything means the unopened mail, the stacks of photos, the magazines, the backpacks, the unused Christmas gifts, the umbrellas, everything. Now keep in mind, U.S. News and World Report said the average American spends 1 year of their lives looking for lost items. What could you do with an extra 365 days added to your life just by being more organized? I mean, think of the progress you could make writing your book, launching the ministry God put in your heart, starting your business, losing weight, getting your degree, learning a second language, traveling the world, volunteering at a safe house. But instead, you're searching for a remote control for a year. Okay, number 4 is practice the 30-second rule. It's not what you think. I learned this from Sarah Felton, the 30-second rule, not to be confused with the 5-second rule of dropping food on the ground, and if it's been there for 5 seconds or less, you can eat it. No, this rule implies that if a job takes around 30 seconds or less to do it immediately. Put the shoes away. Throw the junk mail in the trash. Carry the towels from the laundry room to the bathroom. Do it now. When you take your clothes off at the end of the day, complete the task by either putting them in the dirty clothes hamper or hang them back up. It's a one-step process when you follow up immediately. Otherwise, you throw them in the floor or across a chair only to be taken care of at another time. No, do it now. It's the same with dishes. Don't stack the dishes in the sink after dinner. You're making it harder on yourself by having to return to that chore later. Just load the plates in the dishwasher as soon as you finish dinner. It's done. Do it now, right? Okay, number 5 is schedule chores on a calendar. Years ago, when I was so stressed out with my daily life of working a full-time job, part-time youth pastor, needed to go grocery shopping, pay bills, clean the house, date nights, I was at a breaking point of just trying to keep up with everything. Well, finally, I began learning from organizing experts how having a routine for your everyday mundane tasks, it removes stress and just being overwhelmed all week with chores piling up. For example, you would say, I pay bills Sunday night. I do laundry Saturday mornings. I exercise Monday through Friday. I vacuum on Wednesdays, or I call grandma on Tuesdays. I go grocery shopping on Mondays. See, when you designate certain days to tackle these tasks, it doesn't stress you out on Wednesday night when you walk into your kid's bathroom and you see a pile of dirty towels in the floor. No, you just pick them up, toss them in the hamper, and you don't think about it again until Saturday morning when it's laundry day. So one of the most effective ways to keep your life organized and to make it something you can handle is make it part of your routine. So you need to find a schedule that works for you and just determine to stick with it. Number 6, clear your space before bed. There is nothing more irritating and distracting than focusing your eyes on the overwhelming mess in your bedroom as the last thing you see when you turn off the lights and the first thing you see when you wake up the next day. Or waking up the next day with a positive attitude, ready to give it your best, and you walk in the kitchen and it's piled high with dishes from last night's dinner, blankets all over the couch, socks on the floor. No, just schedule a 10-minute tidy up before bed. And trust me, it's gonna boost your mood the next morning. Okay, number 7 is plan each day the night before. Never go to bed without mapping out the next day. That way you hit the ground running. List every single thing you can think of. Don't rely on your memory. If you make a list of all the things you have to do, no matter how small it is, you are going to feel more accomplished when you check those items off your list and you move on to the next task. In fact, according to Thomas Corley, he wrote the book Rich Habits, he discovered that 81% of the wealthiest people in the world have a to-do list and only 19% of poor people do. Rich habits, right? So get into the habit of making a list and writing everything down. You just feel better about yourself when things are in order, right? So I want you to get more tips and ways to even cash in on your clutter. So be sure to get your free copy. This is my last week to do this of my ebook, Declutter Your Way to Success. This is my gift to you. So just click the link below and you can get it right now. And remember, I am cheering you on to live your dreams.